Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. Let's get to the Dolly Parton update. She, of course, worried all fans. She's an icon. Dolly Parton is an icon. And a couple of days ago, now she announced a couple of weeks ago, well, I'm taking some time off. Nothing big. 100,000 mile checkup. Got to stay close to home. Doctor's doing a few procedures. No big deal.
But she did cancel some shows.
Canceled shows for a while. Then her sister, then a couple of days ago, said, please pray for my sister Dolly. Frieda had us all on edge. As soon as she said that, we were like, what? What's going on with Dolly? My wife said, I think Dolly's going to die. I said, shut your mouth. Don't say that about Dolly. She's 79, but as I pointed out, she just did the Thanksgiving show in Dallas. She was dressed up like a Cowboys cheerleader.
Two years ago.
But I feel like she was in great shape. She got into that cheerleading outfit, which I applauded. I was like, put it out there, Dolly. That's great.
We never did see the behind the scenes in that, the hydraulics involved in getting that woman in that
No, we did not.
I don't costume. Like when you say the things no, like that, like hydraulics.
Yesterday, she said, I'm going to set the record straight. She was shooting some commercials for Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry, and she was sitting on a soundstage, dressed to the nines, looked great, and said, listen, folks, the reports of my death greatly exaggerated.
Everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate. But I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. I didn't take care of myself, so I let a lot of things go that I should have been taking care of. So anyway, when I got around to it, the doctor said, we need to take care of this, we need to take care of that. Nothing major, but I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt.
There you have it. She's got a couple of doctor's appointments coming, a few things coming up in the pipeline, but no big deal. And she was out working just yesterday, and she said, I've got a lot more work to do. Don't worry about old Dolly.
Now, we're sure this wasn't a Weekend at Bernie's scenario because she is sitting on that stool.
It's possible.
On a soundstage, and it's very easy in that case to rig arms. And with, you know, the technology we have now, you can just AI her to make her.
I mean, we just saw Robin Williams yesterday, artificial intelligence,
like
leaving notes to his daughter, you know, saying things like, I miss you, and that kind of thing. And Rod Stewart who recently had an Ozzy Osbourne AI message from heaven at his... at his show, at his concert, and people are like, stop doing that. We don't want to see that. So that was immediately, people said, oh, what about AI? Well, Dolly referenced AI. Apparently, I didn't see this, but there was a fake AI picture or video of Reba McEntire at Dolly Parton's bedside while Dolly was laying on her deathbed. So Dolly...
Man, what a thing to type into ChatGPT.
Yeah. Make a picture.
Make a picture of Reba McEntire leaning over a very sick Dolly Parton in a hospital bed.
So Dolly said, this is ridiculous.
Did you see that AI picture of Reba and me? Ooh, Lordy. I mean, they had Reba at my deathbed, and we both look like we need to be buried. But if I was really dying, I don't think Reba would be the one at my deathbed.
I never liked Reba. She looks horrible, and she wouldn't be at my deathbed. So she's still healthy enough to insult Reba McEntire twice. There you have it.
Yeah.
We both look like we need to be buried, and she wouldn't be at my deathbed anyway. There's no way.
Of all the people in this here world,
there's no way she's going to be here. Wow. So Dolly says.
I haven't seen the picture. I'm trying to find it.
I haven't either. That's the first I'd heard of the reference.
Oh, I have. It's terrible AI.
Is it?
It screams AI, but you know, people fall for it still.
Well, I do. You know me. I always think everything's real.
Yeah, I mean, Reba does look bad.
Yeah. They know. AI is...
And there's you can tell it's fake because it has, like, a doctor behind her bed with two nurses standing there.
Well, there are multiple versions.
Yeah.
There's the doctor, two-nurse version, and then there's a single doctor version.
Mm-hmm. Both standing behind Reba, who's wiping away tears.
Yeah.
You just can't trust anything. What was it? Remember... Princess Catherine a couple of years ago put out a picture of her and the family, and after a day or two, people were like, that's not real. That's not them. You could tell.
Well, the kid had too many fingers.
Yeah, the kid had six fingers on one hand.
Now, have they been selectively inbreeding for generations? Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Is it possible? We're pretty sure the kid only has 10 fingers.
Does the kid have six fingers on one hand?
Look, we all remember when they put Donald Trump wading through the hurricane waters, saving people.
I loved that. I was like, that's my president. Yeah. That's my guy.
The amount of people I know who shared that is real is terrifying.
Well, the Robin Williams thing from yesterday looked very real. I mean, it looked like him. And it was like he was even aged a little bit. You know, he had a little gray beard, but he looked just perfect and he sounded perfect. They said you have to zoom in on like the background. You guys probably know that.
It's normally, the background's normally blurry.
Yeah.
Something, but it's like they haven't perfected how to get the background right.
Yeah. But other than that, they've got it. There was a study today. Chris Tim saw this too. High school students, I believe it was like, what's the number? Like 65% of high school students say they have had.
I thought it was a little bit lower.
It is low. I'm sorry. It's 42% report knowing someone who had used AI for companionship. Like they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or just friend through ChatGPT that's advising them on all these
things. I wonder if that means therapy. Because I think a lot of people use it as a therapist. You know, you can just turn on your phone rather than making an appointment with a real doctor.
Maybe.
But ChatGPT tells you what you want to hear. You tell it what you want. So it's not therapy.
Well, you can. Or you can say, I'm having this issue, this issue, this issue. What is your diagnosis? I mean, you don't have to use it that way, right?
Yeah, but I still think it's skewed to you.
But if these are high school students, they may not understand that. And it's easier for them to just say, hey, ChatGPT, I'm feeling depressed. What's wrong with me?
Probably what they do. 1 in 5 say they know someone who has had a romantic relationship with AI.
Oh, I think we're definitely heading there.
But how do you have a romantic relationship with a machine?
Well, you can just talk to it like you would a normal partner.
Mm-hmm. Do you know it's fake? Or do you think they don't know it's fake?
Oh, I think they know it's fake. But again, you can make it into what you want it to be. I think we'll see more and more people.
How? Give me an example. Like, I'm sitting at my computer or on my phone, and now I'm using ChatGPT to be my girlfriend. I'm 18 years old. What do I do to make that my girlfriend?
I love video games. I love movies. I love this. It creates a whole persona.
And so what will it say back?
It'll become the person you basically want. It'll be like, oh, my God, I love video games, too. My name's Shannon.
But it won't say my name's Shannon, will it?
Might.
No, it doesn't do that. It won't say.
I mean, my understanding is you can make it into what you want.
You could probably say, tell me your name is Shannon and start a conversation with me. That's how you could wind up doing it.
Sure, but I think.
Are there more advanced versions than we're aware of?
Maybe. I don't pay for mine. I get it free.
But I can see where people would get lost in this.
Well,
And really start, you know, disassociating from reality about.
And, you know, I don't mean to besmirch the research here, but we are asking high schoolers if they've heard of anyone who's done this.
Yeah.
I think that figure might be inflated.
I do, too. They say they know someone. Yeah. 1 in 5 say, I know someone who has been in a romantic relationship with AI.
Now, people have been catfished for a generation.
Oh, yeah. Now, I do believe this stat, 85% of students and teachers use AI on a regular basis. I think that's true for sure. As they go on to do their homework, you know, or get help with their homework. AI has been mostly linked to data breaches, deep fakes, and trust issues within school communities. That's the big downside to it. More so than them being like, oh, I'm in a relationship for real when it's really just a machine. That is a little concerning if those numbers are accurate.
Have you and your wife had conversations with your two kids about AI?
Yeah, my son is educating me on AI. He's telling me,
right?
Here's how I use it. He tells me you should use it for this and that. And I mean, I have used
it. You cracked the fantasy football code this year.
Yes. Every time I play fantasy football or did the draft, my AI played 1,000 simulated games and told me who to pick. And so far, I am in last place in the league. My record is 0-4-1. Okay. Mm. That's where I am right now. Anonymous, you're talking about ChatGPT. Go ahead.
Good morning. B1.
Thank you.
First of all, about 7 months ago or so, me and my 11-year relationship girlfriend with two kids, might add, we broke up. Mm-hmm. And I was depressed down in the dumps, and I turned to ChatGPT as kind of like a last resort just to find some kind of solace and relief. And it was very beneficial for me. I see what Biggie says as in like skewed to you. However, not only does it help bring you back up, it also gives you points as like grounding mechanisms, ways to cope with whatever you're feeling, whatever weight is in your chest. And it also makes it very scary. It's kind of scary how human it makes itself look to you. But nonetheless, it helped me tremendously.
Wow.
That's quite. Now, when you were interacting with it, did it present itself as a human, or were you just kind of using it as a therapy kind of sounding board?
I kind of used it more like a therapy thing. It didn't try to, like, say, well, and in fact, a few times I said, well, you're not human. You don't understand these emotions. And it said, well, you're right. I'm not human. All I can do is help you in the ways that I know how, as like logically, and, you know, I guess going through information through psychology and pulling things from a bunch of different resources throughout, I guess, the world. But
it's amazing. It helped.
It is remarkable.
I'm stunned.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, that's the whole good side of AI.
Yeah.
As long as you're not a teen and get too into it.
Yeah, I mean, he knew the rules kind of going in. Sounds like, well, that's fantastic.
Well
for
said.
Him.
David, you have a comment as well on AI. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, David. P1 from Burlington.
Thank you.
I'm in a Yacht Rock trio, and it's called Two Saints, even though there's three of us. And we're old guys. We're 50s and 60s, so way past the time of having a good promo picture out there. So I generate flyers using AI, and I plug in St. Bernard's. So I put in all the details I wanted to generate a picture with, like three older St. Bernard dogs wearing suits with motorcycles, drinking whiskey. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it comes up with some great pictures. Sometimes it has a human hand in there on the dog. But the thing that really bothers me is whenever there's a whiskey bottle, it's not Chinese writing, it's Arabic or Russian. And I'm wondering, where do these things come from?
Wow, yeah, good question. No idea on that. Mm-hmm. I think that's good use for it as well. You're making flyers.
I like that.
It can work.
Yeah, yeah.
And 50s and 60s, you can still take a great photo. I'll just say that. Don't sell yourself short.
And I love Yacht Rock.
Amen.
Big fan.
Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Me too. Listen, 50 for something is not the end of the world now. It's not the end of life.
No.
Yeah, you can still take good. You can get ripped at 50.
Well, one of us thinks you can.
One of us will end up in the hospital trying.
Yeah. Okay. One more note on AI.
Who goes to the hospital first, Biggie or Kelly?
Oh, this time it's Kelly.
Push.
Ruptured Achilles.
You should put your current workout and diet and everything into ChatGPT and see what it says.
You're insane. Call 911. I've called 911 for you.
No one should drink that much water in one sitting.
Listen to this on AI. See what you think about this. Another note on AI. NBC is doing something. They had an announcer for years, a voiceover artist named Jim Fagan. He was the voice of NBC Sports. He died in 2017. Now, here he is, obviously before that, doing an NBA promo.
Edge, the official shave gel of the NBA, presents the Edge Superior Performance. And now that we have you on the edge of your seat, it's time for the top 10 passes of the year.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In our courtside countdown.
All right, that's Jim Fagan. Great voice, obviously.
I never knew him the name.
Didn't either. He did NBC Sports voiceover for years and years. He died in 2017. Somebody at NBC said, you know who we could use here?
They just got the NBA back.
That's right. We could use Jim Fagan. Let's get Fagan.
Where's Fagan?
He's dead. He's dead, Chief. I want him.
This is not a problem. This is not a problem.
This weekend, Michigan is at USC college football on NBC and Peacock.
Two of college football's most iconic programs meet at the LA Coliseum. Number 15 Michigan visits USC on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night.
That's Jim Fagan. That's AI.
Jim Fakin?
That's Jim Fakin and AI. And they'll just use him instead of giving a new human voiceover guy a shot at it. They're continuing with him.
As someone who both loves nostalgia and hates robots taking jobs, Kelly, how must you feel?
I'm so torn on this because I'm thinking if I'm NBC, why not? You can do it. He sounds just as good. He sounds great.
You don't have to hire anybody.
It's a long... But I was up for that job.
You were that voiceover guy that didn't get the job.
That's my... I should be saying, number 15, Michigan visits the historic LA Coliseum to take on the USC Trojans. I'm not as good as that dead guy, but by God. You know?
I'm alive.
So
you can
hurts.
Talk to me.
It hurts, yeah. That's unbelievable, isn't it? To hear something. I mean, it sounds just like him.
Yeah.
It's all fake. That's all AI.
I think the family was asked about it.
I don't know if they have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've got it. You owned him.
You guys could AI me for at least a month after I die.
Who says we haven't?
I mean, how hard is it to sound grumpy?
You'd be easy.
Let's go to Biggie about this.
Exactly.